Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Jolene Peters is with us. She is an area artist who's having a program for folks at the Audubon Rec Center coming up this Saturday, December 15th. Jolene, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, just very well, thank you. Are you having a good start to your holiday season?
I am. I'm just getting started, actually.
Well, still working on that gift giving, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, gift buying, actually. That's always the problem. Well, I know you've got a program coming up. It's coming up this Saturday, December 15th, from 1 to 4 at the Audubon Rec Center. Is this going to be a painting project?
Yes, this one will be a painting project. I do teach other things besides painting, media, and jewelry, but for this one, we'll be doing painting.
Very good. And is this open to anyone who wants to participate?
Yes. They do not have to have any prior artistic experience. It's all taught in a step-by-step manner, so it's not intimidating at all.
Sure. It's not this Bob Ross stuff. It's going to be something that's a little bit more fun, right?
Well, we do paint, you know, happy trees once in a while, but there's no right or wrong in art, so.
No. Well, no, it's all, that's the thing about art. It's all meant to be subject to someone's interpretation. And I've seen some of these different types of programs where folks will go in and they'll do different types of, a lot of times it's seasonal type scenes and things. And no matter how many people you get there, everyone's looks a little different.
Yep.
And that's not bad.
That's the fun part at the end. I always make it a requirement. No one leaves until we get the group picture.
So what do they have to bring with them? Anything?
Nope. They just an open mind and everything else is provided.
Okay. Now, will they be working off kind of some templates then?
Yes, we will make it easy, although if they want to go out on their own and do something different, add something different, I always encourage creativity, so.
Yeah, maybe it's not necessarily templates, but kind of working off some prearranged ideas that you have.
Yes, we have a specific painting that we will be doing that day.
Yeah, you like doing these types of things?
Oh, I love it.
Do you do a lot of these?
Yeah, this time of year, I think I have one day off. This week, maybe, today.
One day, and that's spent picking up supplies.
Yep.
Pretty much. All the supplies, everything's provided for folks.
Yep.
Okay. This particular one, I see the cost is $35. It says all the supplies are included. There'll be a step-by-step class, so to speak, kind of giving you an idea of how to use some of the different materials and products and things, and otherwise it's just meant to be a fun time. Is this something where folks sign up as groups?
They can. I know usually people sign up, one or two people, they get some friends to come with them. Some people come alone. I've taught in the Audubon area for several years now periodically, so I have some repeat customers coming and some new people, so I'm excited to meet some new people.
Yeah, now you're
excited to be at the rec center.
Oh, absolutely. Have you been to the rec center yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. You'll really enjoy that. Yep. Hopefully you can make this a regular trip. I know you are out of Carroll, but your studio, you mentioned, is in Jefferson. How did you first get into the art world? Is this a passion you've always had?
It is. I have kind of a weird history. I'm a people person, so it kind of makes sense in the end. But I started actually oil painting when I was about 9 years old. We're from Perry, and the tea room was there. And before it was the tea room, she had like consignment shops, and she did art classes. So I started in oils, and throughout the years, I've done watercolor, glass, paper art, bookmaking. I just continually learn, and then I incorporate them into my projects and try to be different and try to show everybody else what I know. So,
is that what you like doing the most? Do you like producing your own pieces, or do you enjoy showing others how to get involved?
A little bit of both. Through the teaching process, it actually has made me grow as an artist. It inspires me to try new things, so then I can show people new things. So I guess it's a little bit of both.
Is it difficult to operate your own studio?
Sometimes it's hard to be a one-man show. If I have a big group, I always recruit my closest friends and kind of coerce them into helping me, but But yeah, it's hard.
Sure. Now, I don't want to give away all the trade secrets and things, but I'm sure some folks are thinking, well, wait a second, she's in a small rural area of Iowa. How in the world do you market the things that you produce? Is that a difficult business?
It's mostly word of mouth. And I can thank, actually, I can thank Facebook for a lot of my business and word of mouth. And, you know, I post pictures from classes and then somebody will get excited and say, oh, do you do birthday parties or do you do bachelorette parties or will you come to our church and do a group? So it just has kind of, it just keeps going.
If folks have fun, they talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how that works. Do you still produce your own pieces that you try to market?
I try to, although mostly now I've just been teaching. I just went to a craft show in Carroll. I'm doing a new technique, well, not new to the world, the art world, but new to me, acrylic pouring. So it's kind of a mixture of colors, and you never know how it's going to turn out. Well, for me, it's been very relaxing. So when I'm stressed, that's what I do. So my studio is overrun with these acrylic pours, so...
Do you like to do different things? You're not pigeonholed into one type, just painting?
No, I like to do everything. I started doing mixed media with wax, painting with wax. So I'm looking forward to be teaching some classes on that this year. I'm just continually looking for different things to do.
Sure. Well, since you are doing this professionally, can you give some advice to, let's say, young people who might be interested and have an artistic eye and might think that they try to figure out a way maybe to make this a career of some sorts?
I would say just do your thing, be yourself, learn from other artists and from people in the community, and then just go with it. So...
Sometimes that can be the hard part in something like that. It's not so much that you're not good at it and you don't have a passion for it. It's that you're trying to figure out a way to actually make it a career and be able to market it.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's one thing to have. So you need to take some business classes along with those art classes is what we need to do.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
Talk about your studio there. Is Art on the Fly, is that the name of it?
Yes. Yep.
And you have, that's in Jefferson. Where is that located?
It's right by the depot. There's the fairgrounds, the depot, the Freedom Rock. I'm right next to that. It's actually a building that used to be a gas station a long time ago. So it's very industrial looking, nice cement floor that doesn't matter if paint gets spilled on it.
Perfect. It's functional as well. Repurposed. That's what we like to call it. Repurposed.
Yeah.
Very good. Will folks find pieces that you've done if they stop in?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm having an open house this week, actually tomorrow night. But usually I tell people if I'm at the studio, if you see my car, go ahead and come in. I don't have set hours just because I travel all over the state. So sometimes I have to leave at 1 or 2 in the afternoon, so I can't really have set hours. But
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, very good.
Well,
I know the folks in Audubon told me they still have some spaces available there for folks to get in on this Saturday event. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, December 15th, from 1 until 4 at the new Audubon Rec Center. So you get a chance to see all of that stuff, too. It's a great double opportunity there to have some fun and also check out the new digs up there with all the activities and things that they have to offer. Jolene, how do they get signed up for that?
They would text me at 515-370-2824.
Okay, and $35 is the cost on that, and that provides everything they'll need.
Yep, and they can pay that day.
Okay, very good. And they'll come away with a piece of art that they can take home and maybe enhance their own holiday decorating.
Yep.
Excellent. Jolene Peters, thank you so much. I appreciate your time here today. Continued success to you.
Thank you very much.